Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Nun Beis, Erevin 52, and on Nun Beis and Beis, we complete this chapter of Misha Hotziu, this fourth chapter of Meseches Erevin, and so we turn to Nun Beis and Beis, and we look at the Mishnah, the top Mishnah on the page, says if somebody is left the tchum, the 2,000 amos that a person is allowed to walk, and they did it intentionally. So says our Mishnah, Misha Yatza Chutz L'tchum, let's say a person intentionally left the tchum, and Rashi says they did this intentionally and not for the purposes of a mitzvah, then afilu ama achas lo yikones. Then even if the person went out of the tchum, even one ama, then the person would not be able to return to the tchum on Shabbos, and that is the position of the Tanakam. I mean to say, even though he's allowed to go four amos in every direction, which was once a person has left the tchum, which is the position of the Chachamim as outlined in the Mishnah back on 45a, that a person who loses his tchum has four amos in every direction. And so if that will be the case, you might have thought that he's able to go back three amos within to his first tchum. Nevertheless, he's not able to return to his original shavisa, meaning to say where his original shavisa visa was that he was able to go within that entire city 2,000 amos in every direction from that city. However, what he's established now is that now he's only able to go back three amos into the city, and so that's it. All he gets is four amos. He doesn't get, once he's back in the city, he doesn't get another 2,000 amos. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonasan explains it. However, the Rambam explains that the Rambam learns in Laws of Shabbos, chapter 27, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam learns this Mishnah Kipshuta in the simple manner, that the person is not even allowed to go back into his tchum at all. He's not even, wouldn't even be allowed to go back into those 2,000 amos. And the Rambam explains is that the reason is because the four amos that a person gets for every direction, that is only in a circumstance from the place where he is standing now, and so therefore he's only allowed to go from where he stopped outward, but he can't go back. Meaning to say, the Rambam rules like Rabbi Yehuda back on 45a, that he only has four amos in one direction, but he can choose which direction he goes in, but he can't go backwards. And so therefore the Rambam is of the position that a person who's gone outside the tchum has demonstrated that he wants to choose a different four amos, the four amos in the direction that he was going, and therefore he can't go backwards into the city. And the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says no, but that this is only the case when the person is explicit about which direction he goes in. The Tosfos Rid rules like the Rabbeinu Yonasan. He says the person can go back even into his tchum, even back within his three amos. And so therefore, the Tosfos Rid asks the question, why isn't he actually returning to his original law? Why can't he actually now have 2,000 amos in the whole city? Because didn't we learn back on 41b that a person who was carried out by Nachrim, by the non-Jews, he only has four amos. However, if he needed to go for a specific purpose, like, for example, to the bathroom, and he doesn't have a place to go to the bathroom in the city, then he's allowed to go back to his original tchum. And if he didn't find the place until he goes back into his tchum, we said once he went in, and he has his original city again. So if that's the case, also in our Mishnah, he should have his original ability to walk throughout. And so the Tosfos Rid says the distinction is that in that case, since he was going out to look for the bathroom, therefore, once he goes out, he can go as much as he needs, and even many amos. And so therefore, if once he goes back into his initial tchum, we could say, therefore, given to all, once he went back and he went in. But here, he's not able to go out of his tchum at all. And so therefore, once he goes out, if he comes back, we don't allow him to come back. That is the position. All this is the position of the Tanakama in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Eliezer says the following. We still heard the first line of the Mishnah, but now Rabbi Eliezer says, "Shtayim," that if a person went out two amos, then yikanes, then he's allowed to go back into the initial tchum that he was in. But if he went out shalosh, if he went out three amos, lo yikanes, he's not allowed to go back. So the Gemara earlier, back on 45a, explained that the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is because he says, Rabbi Eliezer's of the position that avlos tchumin is a milsa, that the that what does this mean? Avos tchumin is a milsa, meaning to say that the tchumin are muvwa in each other, that they are absorbed within each other, and they're looked at as one tchum. And so, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that if somebody who goes out of his tchum has two amos in every direction, like we learned earlier, Rabbi Eliezer says v'hu be'emtza'an, that he is in the middle, meaning to say that wherever he stands, he has four amos total, but that means to say he has two amos to each side. So therefore, if he went out less than two amos, he's still in his initial tchum, because the chum say you have two amos in every direction, and so therefore he's still absorbed within the first tchum, and so therefore he's going to be able to return as though he never went out in the first place. But if he would have gone out three amos, then even though he will go back to two amos that the Chachamim allowed, he still wouldn't be back in his initial tchum. And so therefore, the tchumim are not muvwa in each other. And so therefore, he's not able to go back to his initial tchum. But the Chachamim argue on Rebbe Lezer, and they say, Havwas tchumim lav milsahi. They say, no, the two tchumim are not overlapping, only, except if it would be for a mitzvah. And so therefore, they say that even if he only went out one amma, even if he would get two tchumim, it still wouldn't be, the tchumim would not be overlapping, and he wouldn't be able to go back and into his tchum. And that's a dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah.